An extract from Demon Dentist by David Walliams. The first thing you noticed about Miss Root was her teeth. She had the most dazzling white smile, whiter than white, like a fluorescent light. Her teeth were absolutely flawless, so flawless they couldn't possibly be real. The second thing you noticed about Miss Root was that she was impossibly tall. Her legs were so long and thin, it was like watching someone walk on stilts. She was dressed in a white laboratory coat, like the one a science teacher wears when it's time for an experiment. Underneath the coat, her white blouse was matched by a long white flowing skirt. As she passed, Alfie looked down and noticed a large splash of red on the toe of one of her shiny white high heel shoes. "Is that blood?" thought Alfie. Miss Root's hair was white blonde and arranged in a perfectly lacquered do, usually only spotted on the heads of queens or prime ministers. The do was shaped like a Mr. Whippy ice cream, minus the flake, of course. In a certain light, she looked very old. Her features were narrow and pointy, and her skin pale as snow. However, the dentist had painstakingly painted on so much makeup that it was impossible to tell how old she really was. 50? 90? 900? Finally, Miss Root reached the front of the hall. She turned around and smiled. The low winter sun shone through the high windows and bounced off her teeth, causing the front row to cover their eyes. "Good morning, children," she said brightly. The dentist spoke in a sing-song manner, as if she were recounting a nursery rhyme. There was a collective groan from the kids at being spoken to as if they were toddlers. "I said, good morning, children," repeated the dentist. And she fixed them all with a powerful stare, so powerful that soon a hush descended upon the room. Then, in unison, all the assembled pupils said, "Good morning." "Let me introduce myself. I am your new dentist. My name is Miss Root, but I ask all my little patients like you to call me Mummy." Alfie and Gabs shared a look of disbelief. "So can I hear a great big hello, Mummy? After three. One, two, three." Miss Root mouthed the words silently as the children joined in.
"Hello, Mummy," they murmured.
"Excellent. Now, I came to this town when a very unfortunate, indeed fatal accident befell Mr. Erstwhile. The poor wretch must have fallen onto one of his dental instruments. Oh, the irony. Of course, there's no need to go into all the gory details, but suffice to say, Mr. Erstwhile was found lying on the floor of his surgery in a large pool of blood. The dental probe was embedded deep into his heart.